In this video, we are talking about what happens when elders and deacons need fresh training. Many legacy churches have faithful elders, deacons, board members, trustees, or longtime leaders who love the church deeply. They may have served for years. They may have kept the doors open through hard seasons. They may have fixed the building, paid the bills, visited the sick, prepared communion, taught Sunday school, and prayed when others left. That service should be honored. But long service does not always mean current readiness. A church may have leaders who are sincere but untrained. They may know the church history but not understand biblical leadership. They may be loyal but unclear about their role. They may care about survival but lack a discipleship plan. They may resist change because they have never been equipped to lead renewal. In 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, leadership is connected to character, maturity, household faithfulness, self-control, hospitality, and sound teaching. In Acts 20, Paul tells elders to watch themselves and the flock. Leadership requires more than holding an office. It requires ongoing formation. A revitalizing church may need to invite elders and deacons into a fresh season of study, prayer, and role clarity. This should not be presented as punishment. It should be presented as renewal. A helpful phrase is, "You have served faithfully. Now we want to strengthen you for the next season of ministry." Christian Leaders Institute can help churches create a training culture for elders, deacons, board members, and ministry volunteers. Christian Leaders Alliance may also help clarify public ministry roles through commissioning, credentialing, or ordination where appropriate. Here is a ministry example. A small church had deacons who mostly handled property and finances. Through training, they rediscovered the biblical calling to service, mercy, hospitality, and care. Soon they began visiting shut-ins, organizing funeral meals, supporting benevolence with clearer policies, and praying with families. They did not lose their role. They recovered it. A common mistake is assuming older leaders cannot grow. Many can. Some only need invitation, encouragement, structure, and a reason to learn. A legacy church can be renewed when its existing leaders become learners again.